Ooh.
Oh, yeah, my word. God.
How many other lips have been pressed against that mic? And you're just,
I don't know.
You get herpes on the microphone.
It smells like beer and cheese.
It always does.
Welcome.
We're going. Yes, we are.
Hello, XR Arcade. We are Slash U Podcast. Coming to you live from the very famous X-Ray Arcade.
I'm sorry.
What an exciting night we have.
We do.
Let's forget about them.
Yeah,
forget about them.
I'm Andy. He's Nick. We host a podcast talking about cheesy campy, sometimes forgot the slasher.
Oh, yeah, we have to do it.
You can check out slashupodcast.com, slashu_podcast on the Insta, slashupodcast.com, slashupodcast@gmail.com. Yes. And tonight we have a very special live event here at the very famous X-Ray Arcade.
It's crazy because I'm almost forgetting like what we're doing. Like my mind is all murder cabinet.
It's all over the place.
And it's not really like slashy weird. Or I'm not thinking about the joint twins. I'm just thinking about it's time to get this excitement built.
Tune in to any other episode of our podcast. It's the same way. Nick is going a million miles a minute, and we're talking about some dumbass horror movie.
It is. I'm trying to be calm. I'm trying to be professional.
Yes.
Tonight.
It's all about you, friend.
No, it's all about all of us. Oh, and okay. I'm here to talk about Murder Cabin. We have an exciting night tonight. Should be a quick one. But we are going to have a table read. We're going to meet the cast, crew. We're going to do a table read, and we're going to put together a little trailer, which our listeners won't be able to see, but we'll probably have it up on our /U site for you.
Yeah.
But
the hell with the listeners. They could have been here.
But as you all know, Murder Cabin is a was a feature that I wrote, but we turned it into a small, shorter film. And I have a good buddy who's helping me direct this. So, Brian Redman, calm down. Let's get you up here on the...
Wherever
you want to sit, all these mics are hot.
Have a seat wherever.
They're all hot?
So this is Brian.
Hot mic.
Cinnamon
photographer.
Hot.
It's also a stripper name.
Cinnamon photographer.
Cinnamon photographer.
So tell us what you're thinking about Murder Cabin. Tell us about the weekend that we had with our lovely friend Ryan over there. So
first of all, what's this? This is Slash U?
Yes.
What's that, like Elvira? Elvira University?
They like some of them horror movies. Horror.
Right now, if you listen to the most recent episodes, we're doing a bracket, slasher bracket, in the spirit of March Madness. Yeah,
I've been voting on them, but I don't have any depth on most of them.
It's okay.
So I'm just picking which one I think could do it.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Go check it out.
The biggest upset was this little creature named Belial, who looks like a little tiny nutsack.
From the movie series Basket Case.
Who beat the world famous Ghostface from the
from
movie
Scream. Ridiculous.
Absolutely. That was a big deal. In my opinion, that was a big deal.
Yeah, it was absolutely real. So check out
I picked those the same way I picked the real Mark Madness bracket. Like, which animal could beat the other animal?
Right, which mascot wins?
But Belial was just seriously. Just
Tar Heels always lose.
Orangeman would win, right?
So
welcome to Slushy.
The Murder Cabin. We went up to the Murder Cabin this weekend, which was in the North Woods. We went to some test footage. That reel that was rolling behind us, which maybe we can share on your socials or whatever.
We will.
We did some test footage and did some filming. We got Nick pretending to be Chloe's character on a bridge. So if you want to see a grown man asking or acting like a teenage girl, I think it was...
That's pretty much every day.
I always want to see
so,
yeah.
I mean...
Oscar-worthy.
Oscar-worthy performance.
At least a Tony.
By this, but I just kind of am stoked because Brian does wonderful work outside of Murder Cabin. So this is like legit. We've got a great cast. Thank you all for showing up and supporting. I mean, this is legit going to happen.
Yeah, give yourselves a hand for being here tonight. Thank you.
To a sold-out X-Ray Arcade, to all of our listeners, there's no room to stand in here.
we've made $160,000 tonight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Keep donating,
because... We've got that M. Night Shyamalan budget.
There you go. Yeah.
I just want to describe this to all the listeners, though. There's not a single open seat in the house. Everyone's packed in.
Standing room only.
You guys are getting paid?
Wait, you're getting paid? When the fuck did we get ice cream?
I think
can I swear on this podcast?
Yes.
You can. Oh, okay. Oh, you definitely
I don't know.
Yeah, Nick talks about semen, right?
Oh,
okay.
Well,
No,
I mean, I don't talk about it. I'm just saying, like sailors.
Got it?
Navy. People in the Navy.
Men of the Sea.
So what's really exciting, too, though, we have the cast here. It's a small cast. Because it really is just
yeah.
It's a family.
Yeah. Tell us about the movie.
I like small casts. I like it better than big casts.
What's the premise? What's the premise here?
When family drama goes awry.
Oh.
When a mother's love turns to, I can't stand you, die.
Okay. So a brief synopsis. The film starts very Leave It to Beaver, 50s, you know, G. Willikers sort of bit. And then it starts to fade.
Yeah,
you know
things
what I mean?
Start getting a little weird.
They're going away on a family vacation up to a cabin. Right?
And, hence the name.
Yeah, and then things start to unravel as the mother is slow, you know, abused, more or less.
So we're going to bring this to life, and
more
I think...
Or less. Absolutely.
Yeah, right. She gets it. So just to kind of visualize this, we're starting off as a hokey kind of like cheesy 50s sitcom that kind of gets, once the cameras turn off, like how these people really are in real life. And that's, you know, it starts off G. Willikers. It kind of, and then it fades to reality of like how dark things can be, and that, you know, the eras kind of collide in that way where, you know, the family's always had issues and you really get,
yeah,
and you can only get pushed so far is the, I guess, the takeaway.
One of my big things in film, especially, and I know Andy knows this obviously, is I love a backstory. I mean, even if it's only spoken to,
won't shut up about it,
but it's important. So we do have a little backstory in this. We actually kind of created it and made it drawn out more. Brian brought in some good elements of isolation, very much like that movie, The Shining. I can't say The Shining because of copyright laws.
Oh, okay.
It's a great, it seriously gets dark and it's twisted, but you know, I like to think it's well written. So I'm
you would, you're the writer.
Don't break your arm.
Yeah, right.
But Brian and I have worked together on some stuff before, but this one I think is gonna be really special. So
cool.
I think it's cool, like, to.
Did I say I wrote a prequel for this?
You wrote a prequel?
It's called The Hobbit. What? That's not funny.
I'm
laughing.
Did we get that?
Yes, yeah.
It showed up.
Hey, let's meet the cast, because what's cool is we're gonna do a table read. We're actually gonna do like a scene from the car. And then we're going to do a scene from the cabin. We're not giving really anything away, but...
you get a sense for how...
Well, did you tell them about the research you did for this?
You go ahead and tell them if you want.
Well, Nick did some research. He actually... The problem is, Nick's a beautiful man, but he's... Nick's so ugly, he went into a haunted house and he came out with a job application.
Yeah. Why we haven't done a video podcast.
We've been going far and wide talking, and then... And then, you know, literally just searching for cabins and people. You know, I fit right into the town we went to, though.
Did you want to talk about where we're
You from? Walk around with a trench coat with nothing on for 5 minutes, and they start adopting you and giving you the key to the city.
We're very much in a small, isolated area up in the Northwoods where we're shooting. No internet, 500 acres of pristine nature. But it, like, really is. I think a lot of people, when they come up there, they're going to be like, wait, what if this is just a different movie where they say they're filming a movie, but they're actually there to kill us?
Movie within a movie.
Joke's on you, the movie's actually about making the movie.
Movie within a movie.
Make sure you all get Garmin phones. Make sure someone gets a Garmin phone.
Yeah. Alicia here will lose two of her kids.
Which actually we've covered on Slash U, a movie within a movie, was effects, I think, from 1979 or something.
Was it called EFX?
EFF.
All right, now we're battling. Let's talk about
cast.
Cast. I'd like to introduce first our youngest player of the cast, Ender.
Hey, buddy. Have a seat here, wherever you want.
Ender plays Buddy, and Buddy is, let's just put it this way, he looks up to his father. He is,
He's like, at the beginning, he's like your quintessential Peter.
Hey, Ender, what do you think of, do you like playing Buddy?
Yeah.
Get in there.
All right, yeah.
You're right up in there.
Yeah,
like you're gonna kiss
fun.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. Yeah, it's fun playing as him.
Yeah, you're doing a really good job. You know, I was surprised. I'm really excited for everyone to hear you tonight.
And have you acted in things before?
No, this movie that I made at my house.
Yes, which will we be premiering when we film this? We actually are going to be, we just got the okay someone that we know has rented out a Marcus Theater at South Shore.
Woo.
So we'll have a step and repeat, so this will be actually live at a theater. A film that he made with his brother will be debuting. We'll premiere that before Murder Cabin. It's called.
So,
go ahead and tell them about what it's called.
Horrorland.
Horrorland.
Nice.
So for the listeners, Ender's dad, film professor. So
the
he's
professor.
Got, he's got a prof. He's got a bit of he's filmed some film at home. So he's making his own movie. Then he's also joining us on ours. So we're honored to have you.
Yes, Eric. He's actually been the professor. Has been on Slash You before.
Yeah.
Yes.
When we covered Maniac from 1981.
Wow. Yeah. Ender's a natural, and he crushes it perfectly.
Yes, so we got him here. So next coming up is our second player. She plays Shelly, teenage daughter, Mrs. Chloe.
She's a miss, all right? The Ms. at worst. Mrs. Get out of here.
So,
hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Chloe, tell us about yourself.
My name's Chloe.
What's your favorite food?
Popcorn.
Wow. Popcorn, a true movie fan, a cinephile,
nice.
Something like that.
I want to go on and go on record too that we've known Chloe since she was
a baby.
And so I've seen her in plays. I've seen her.
She's embarrassed. Look at her turning red.
But to see her throw these lines out when we go to table reads, it's great. The dialogue between her and her mother in this is going to be absolutely phenomenal. So we're so lucky to have you.
And my elevator background on Chloe, she also goes to an art school, so she also has that artistic background and absolutely kill it. She's crushing it.
Yeah.
Snaps. Very, very cool. Baby.
So pretend when you win the Oscar for Murder Cabin, go ahead and try out your thank you speech.
Yeah, just work on it.
Thanks, everyone. This is really cool. can't believe I made it.
So we might have to share some mics because
we talked to me and then mom.
Yeah, so as many of you know, Andrew Damos, co-host extraordinaire, co-professor of the Slash U, will be playing the husband, Robert. So make some noise for Andrew.
Thank you.
How do you feel, Andy?
About this whole thing?
Yeah, tell me what you.
Yeah, I want this guy.
You wrote this guy very well, and this is every time I read and try to get into character for this guy, I walk away feeling like I took like the ACTs. I feel tired and just because he's such a bastard. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be great. I'm excited to see it translated on screen, and I'm excited to stretch those. Bastard muscles, I guess.
Describe your character in one word.
Ooh, that's good.
Abusive.
Ooh, okay.
Psychologically abusive.
I was
going to
go with
two words.
You can ask Shelly that too, or Chloe. Describe your character in one word. You got time.
Annoying,
okay.
Yeah, I like that. Can we have one for Buddy? What do you think about Buddy?
What do you think of your character? Okay, all right, that's good.
I'll buy it,
but I'll go ahead, and last but not least, the matriarch of this film, one that is the brain, the center around it, Miss Sid will be playing my wife.
Yeah.
All right, one word that describes mom-wife.
Ooh, that's really difficult.
That is. It's tough.
It's not one word, but on the brink.
Allow it.
That sounds about right.
We'll definitely allow it. Yeah, this is, I just want to...
Threshold?
Before I give up, though, so everyone else can talk and set it up, this is a tough character to play. Both Robert and Mom Life, it's not... They have to go through so many emotions, and I can kind of understand where Amy's coming from, because you do... She has to go through a lot. She has to play that matriarch, but yet then she's also... Spiraling pretty bad. So.
Well, before we get to the character, let's talk. Give us your background. You were in a film. We saw your reel before we. So how you got into this too? We're good friends with Justin, and he sent us your way. And then we just reached out to you and sent you the thing, and here you are. You are way above all of us. You have done things. You're in movies. You had a reel. That was good. I don't know. You had a reel?
I got a portfolio. Yeah. I got OnlyFans.
You're not supposed to tell people that in real life. That was our little secret. Anyway. So yeah, tell us about, give us your background, your qualifications, your whole thing.
I did do a horror film back in 2022. It was my first one, so it kind of set me up to be able to even send you guys a reel of stuff that I've done. And I'm really thankful that I was kind of what you were looking for, and it worked out, so.
Not an easy Perfect. Character, I know that.
Oh, it's not, again, it's, this table read's only gonna give you a little taste of what this film's gonna be, because when Brian and I spoke, we didn't want to give away the goods. What is it, the term, milk before the cow, I give away the milk
right.
when you have a cow?
That's it.
I don't know.
Nailed it.
So, but that's,
That's where I got married.
For sex.
It's gotta be your fault. Yeah.
But I want to go ahead and get.
Don't you dare!
I want to go ahead and get to the table read, so I'm going to let the Eric's going to be helping us out with actions. So that's going to be really helpful. So it kind of set up again. This isn't going to be long. I would say this is probably going to no more than 10 minutes.
So right after following this, you can have my seat here. After this, we're going to show I wouldn't call it a trailer. It's a bit
teaser?
Of a. It's a teaser. So it's someone that's shot, and you're going to get a vibe. And this is very real. We're very excited. Thank you all for adding your donation.
Yes.
I got goosebumps, and I want to cry about it. So thank you all so much.
Let's
applaud.
And we're recording this as well. This is going to drop as like an episode of Slash U on Monday because I'm lazy and I don't want to edit anything else. So
Monday's you guys pretty fast turnaround time.
I can do it. Yeah.
You're killing it.
Yeah.
All right. So everyone's ready.
We're gonna do like a little table read. So we'll get situated.
Eric's gonna do the actions. We're gonna do one read where it's the car ride up to the cabin. This is where things start to get weird, and then we're going to just kind of do a little read that actually takes place in the cabin, and it's a really good dynamic. Again, with mom, wife, and Shelly. Some really good work. So. Welcome to the cabin, everyone.
Welcome to the cabin. I love it.
Yeah, everyone get in those mics. Get in those mics.
Right up on it. Hi. Hi. Hello.
All right. We ready to rock?
In world.
Yeah, get. Make sure you're up there.
All right, here we go. All
right. Are we ready?
Ready.
Yes.
Interior, station wagon, day. The family sits, enjoying a pleasant drive. Parents in front, Shelly and Buddy in the back. Robert has an unlit cigarette in his mouth. Kids, this cabin is great, I tell you what. My father started building it when I was your age, buddy.
I can't wait, Dad. You think we'll catch some fish?
You betcha. We'll catch them, and we'll let the women cook them.
Well, there's not much meat on guppies, dear.
Good one, Mom.
Yeah, good one, dear. I'd shove those guppies down your throat, you ungrateful whore.
What was that, Dad?
Nothing, boy.
Robert looks in the rearview mirror to address kids in backseat.
You know, kids, this cabin's said to be on the same land where the Chinook Indian tribe buried their dead. It's kind of spooky, huh?
Cool. Wait, Dad, is that true?
Might be fun as a family if we go out in search of old arrowheads in the woods.
Mom-wife stares out the window as the station wagon cruises down a back road.
I'm sure there's going to be plenty for us to do as a family this weekend.
Robert, oh, sorry.
Plenty of us, plenty as husband and wife, too.
Robert runs his hand up Mom-wife's skirt. She looks pensive. The car suddenly veers.
Dad, watch it.
I got her, sweetie.
Mom wife stares out the passenger window, sullen.
Mom, are we almost there?
Soon, dear.
Great, I'm gonna catch the biggest fish when we get there.
Well, that'll have to hold off till tomorrow, son.
Aww.
I tell you what, we can play some catch while the girls tidy up the place and start thinking about dinner. It better be good and tasty, ladies.
Sounds great, Paul.
Dad, I've got homework to do. Can't Mom just do it by herself?
Now, Shelly, there's plenty of time for doing your schoolwork. Yep, you can do it tomorrow while Buddy and me are fishing and your mom's cleaning the cabin.
This stinks.
Keep your daughter in line this weekend or she gets a fat upper lip. You remember those, don't you, dear?
Robert brushes Mom-wife's lower lip with his thumb.
What was that, Dad?
Nothing, son. We should be arriving any minute now.
Exterior, front of cabin, late afternoon. The family station wagon pulls up in front of an isolated cabin.
The family gets out of the car and gathers in front of the cabin, taking in the structure. Robert puts his arm around Mom Wave.
Wow. Get a load of this fresh air, kids. This is how the pioneers lived. Off the land. Real men. Isn't this great?
Yeah, Dad. Real great. Do they even have a radio in this old box of wood?
Now, Shelly, remember, we came here as a family, and we're going to enjoy spending time as a family.
Yeah, Shell. We're in this as a family. No music, no rock and roll, no TV, just the air, the scenery, and the memories you'll share for years to come.
Robert moves forward towards the door of the cabin.
Come on, gang, let's go check her out.
As Buddy runs off to join his dad, Shelly turns towards Mom Wife.
Mom, why couldn't you just let me stay at Amanda's house this weekend? Everyone's gonna think I'm square because I'm missing the big dance, and Ricky was gonna be there.
Now, Shelly, this is a great time for us, okay? There will be more sock hops, I promise. And we'll make it fun. You'll learn a lot.
Oh, like what? Cleaning and cooking while the boys go have fun and play? Sounds great.
Now, Shelly, calm down right now.
Mom, I'm never gonna be like you. A brainwashed maiden who grossly serves the man she married, like some pathetic servant who's given up on life. Go to hell, Mom.
Shelly runs off into the cabin. Mom Wife stands silent, watching Shelly run into the cabin. She adjusts her neck as if she's stiff, sore. Her face is sullen.
Get in here, honey. This place isn't going to clean itself.
As Mom Wife approaches to enter the cabin, an apron is flung at her through the front door, lands on her head.
Oh, you're going to need these.
Mom Wife pulls off the apron and catches cleaning gloves. She pauses, moves her neck again as if she is sore, stiff, with a sullen look on her face. She enters the cabin. Interior, cabin day. The cabin is sparse, simple. A small kitchen, a shared table, covered, bunk beds in the corner and a bedroom, an old couch sits in the center of the cabin, and old outdoorsy relics grace the walls and shelves.
Where's the bathroom?
Well, for a shower, there's a bucket and a ladle in the makeshift sauna over there.
But where do you go to rinse?
There's a little shack outside behind the cabin. That's where you do your business.
Oh, gross. An outhouse? This is the worst.
Shelly runs out of the cabin. Mom Wife goes to follow.
No, dear. She'll be fine. You need to get to cleaning up this place before you start dinner. Buddy and I are going to go outside and play some catch. Aren't we sports?
Heck yeah, Dad. Let me grab my bat and glove from the car.
Robert watches as Buddy runs outside. He then steps up to Mom Wife and aggressively grabs her backside.
Go grab me a beer. Bring it to me outside. Got it?
Mom Wife looks down and nods, defeated.
Put on the apron, will ya? That dress was expensive.
And sing.
For now.
Okay, yeah. You ready? We're gonna get set up. The next scene is just gonna be kind of like a late night. Things are gonna kind of be starting to settle down in the cabin. This is the first night. We like to think this is a weekend. This is all starting on Friday. Oh, this is, sorry.
Remember,
this
you're is, talking to our thousands of listeners.
This is,
not
yeah.
You.
We're pretty big in Ireland. We have two listeners.
We do have several listeners, yeah.
But this is kind of, this is just a nice evening in the cabin with the family.
A nice evening.
A nice evening.
Yeah. Yeah, this is
wholesome family fun, everybody.
All right. Next scene, exterior, Chuck E. Cheese.
Interior, cabin, share table, evening. Robert and Buddy sit at the table. Robert is drinking a beer and smoking a cigarette. Buddy is looking through some baseball cards. The cabin has been noticeably cleaned and the table is set for dinner. Mom Wife is cooking in the kitchen, preparing dinner as Shelly walks in the cabin.
Shelly, damn it! Where have you been? Your mom's been cooking all day by herself.
Trying to find some sort of form of civilization. I walked for miles and all I saw was another old cabin down the road.
The Flossie cabin?
How should I know, Dad? It looked just like this place. Old and weird.
Hush your lips, Shelly. Go help your mother. If you take off again without telling me, you'll be grounded. You hear me?
Oh, really, Dad? What? No TV? No phone? I'm practically grounded already in this godforsaken cabin.
Robert suddenly stands up. He picks up his beer bottle and violently throws it at the wall. It shatters. Shelly cowers. Buddy drops his baseball cards on the table and snaps the gate. And Mom Wife shudders. She closes her eyes, takes a deep breath, and turns to Shelly.
Now, Shelly, I know you're upset about the dance you're missing, but please try to have a good time. I promise tomorrow we'll have great fun frolicking on the lake and in the woods.
If she gets her homework done. And then it's still a maybe. Now get in the kitchen and help your mother. Now.
Yes, Father.
Interior cabin, small kitchen, evening. Shelly helps her mom plate food, pour beverages, and grab silverware. She suddenly stops.
Mom, why did you stick up for me back there?
With your father?
Yeah, you can't let him talk to me like that. Heck, you shouldn't let him talk to you like that either.
Like what?
Oh, come on, Mom. Don't be dumb with me. He talks and treats you like a dog most of the time.
Now, Shelly, watch it. Your father and I are adults, okay? There's a lot you wouldn't understand. Now take these plates to your father and brother.
Mom, we need to stand the hell up for yourself.
Watch your mouth, Shelly.
Whatever, Mom. You're a disgrace to every strong woman.
Shelly storms away from her mom with the plates of food. Mom wife stares blankly at the wall. She adjusts her neck as if it's sore, stiff. Robert calls from the table.
Let's eat.
Mom wife brings her and Shelly's plates to the table. She places Shelly's plate in front of her and starts to sit in front of her own plate.
No. Don't sit. Go get up and grab me another beer.
Mom wife gets up and goes to the kitchen. Robert winks at Buddy as he chews his food. Interior cabin, sitting area, evening. Dad, noticeably drunk, smokes a cigarette and continues to drink beer. Shelly is reading a book while Buddy plays with toy army soldiers. Mom wife knits. Mom wife stops knitting and looks up at Robert.
It's really gonna hurt tonight.
Mom wife looks back down and continues knitting. Robert takes a big slam off his beer.
All right, kids, how about you get ready for bed?
Shelly and Buddy stop what they're doing and head off towards the bunk beds. Robert puts out his cigarette.
And, sweetie, why don't you head off to the bedroom?
Interior cabin, bunk beds, night. Shelly's on the bottom bunk and Buddy is on the top bunk. Mom wife tucks the kids and kisses their cheeks.
Come on, dear. Daddy's waiting.
What did you say?
Never mind, sweetie. Go to sleep.
Good job.
So those are just two small seeds that are really going to, it's powerful, but it gets more powerful as the story goes. We didn't want to give away the milk out of the udders before the chicken hatched.
Right, all those things.
So I'm going to hand it over to the cast. We're going to get ready to, we're just going to gotta shut it down because we're going live, but Brian has queued up a fun reel of just kind of us, what we did this weekend, and then we're not calling it a trailer, but it's just a teaser, kind of, to the fun, to the genre, and again, I know I speak for the cast, the crew, Brian, everyone, thank you so much for your continued support of indie film, Milwaukee film, I know, again, I speak for everyone, this isn't just going to be half-assed, like, we're putting everything into this to make sure it goes... It's well received at film festivals. So, thank you to the cast. Thank you to you, Andy. Thank you to Eric, Ryan, and we couldn't do it. They're always so hospitable. It's just so great to everything Milwaukee, everything Wisconsin, supporting everything local. So, thank you. And give yourselves a big round of applause. Thank you.
We will have links, of course. Everybody here donated, but we'll have links to the Kickstarter if anybody feels like sharing with their friends who aren't here tonight on our website, slashupodcast.com, the Facebook page, our Instagram, slashu_podcast, all got links to the Kickstarter. So if you like what you heard tonight, feel free to share. That'd be great. And yeah, thanks everybody. Until next time, class dismissed.
Yeah!